Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, and we started yesterday Perek Amar Rabbi Akiva. We're on the first of the wide lines, Meisvei. And the Gemara is now dealing with the Machlokes between Rabba and Rabbi Lozer. Meisvei, the Brisa says, Havodah Zorah Kisheretz. This is the sheet of the Chachamim that equate Avodah Zorah with Tumas Sheretz U'mishamsheha Kesheretz. And the Tumah of Avodah Zorah is equal to that of a Tumah B'Sheretz, which means that's Metami B'Mago but not B'Masa. And that reflects the sheet of the Chachamim. So if he carries Avodah Zorah, he's not going to be Tomei unless he has direct physical contact with the Avodah Zorah, because there's no Tumas Masa. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Avodah Zorah Kenida, which means that Avodah Zorah is Mitamei B'Masa, U'mishamsheha Kisheretz. But as far as those things that are added to the idol, they're only Mitamei B'maga and not B'masa. So that the Mishamsheha, which we could loosely translate as service items, they service the idols, they embellish the idol, they don't generate Tumas Masa, but rather they only generate Tumas Maga. And if you take a look at the word Hain, right, it says, all right, one second, we'll get back to the word Hain in just a minute. Okay, we jumped ahead of ourselves. The word Hain will come in the next price. But in this price, it seems that the Chachomim of Rabbi Akiva hold that the Tumah of Avodah Zorah is identical with the Tumah of Asheretz, and there's no Tumah of Masa. Bishlam, the Gemara says, L'Rabbi Elazar. This makes sense according to Rabbi Elazar. He holds the machlokas between the Chachom and Rabbi Akiva, whether Avodah Zorah is Metami B'Masa. Is Nicho, we understand the Braisa, that the Chachom here in this Braisa, the Tanakama holds that Avodah Zorah M'Shamsheh is Kesheretz. It's not Metami B'Masa. But according, and in contrast, Rabbi Akiva holds that Avodah Zorah is Metami B'Masa like a Nida. M'Shamsheh is not Metami unless it's B'Maga. And that has the din of Asheretz. So the din of the Hekesh between Avodah Zorah and Sheretz is only relevant to Mishamsheha. Elo l'Rabba, Rabba holds that both the Chacham and Rabbi Akiva agree that Avodah Zorah is Mitami like a Nida B'Masa. And the only machlokas that we have is about the Evan Misama. Is Kasha, how do we understand this Braisa that says clearly that according to the Chachomim, Avodah Zorah is Metami Kesheretz, which means it only has Tumas Maga. And the Gemara answers, Omer Lucha Rabba, Rabba would try to far end for this Braisa. He says, Mi Alima, Mi Masnisen. You want to ask me a Kasha from the Braisa? Is the Braisa more difficult than the Mishnah? The mission itself, back on Daf Pei Beis, the Ketani, it says, Eitz of Vavona Vaforov. In other words, when you have that common wall between your house and the monastery of the Avodah Zorah, then all the contents of that wall are Metamim Kisheretz. It means that they have a Tumas Maga, but not a Tumas Masa. And nevertheless, V'ukimna, we said that the mission is, when it says, My Kisheretz, Mitamim Kisheretz means lo mitame be even misama, that kosel that bought is and is partnered by the Avodah Zorah is not mitame be even misama. Just like a sheretz is not mitame be even misama, but it is mitame b'masa. That's the way we interpreted the Mishnah. And Hochanami here too in the Braisa, so we're going to say that when it says in the Braisa Avodah Zorah Kisheretz in the Tanakhama's frame of reference, it means that it's not Metami B'Evin Misama, but it is Metami B'Tumas Masa. Meisvei, Now we get to the second brisa. We had sort of skipped the first brisa. I'm sorry. Meisve, let's look at the second brisa. Nochri v'nochris. Rashi takes out the girsa that says maga nochri v'nochris, because there's a gzeres chachomim regarding nochri and nochris that they have the din of a zav, and therefore them itama not only b'maga, but even b'masa, v'hesed, and therefore the Mishnah did not have to mention, or the Brice, I should say, did not have to mention Tumas Maga. So Rashi takes out the Girsa Maga. In any event, it says Nochri v'Nochris, and Avodah Zorah u'mishamshera, all the above, hein, they are tmeim velo hesetam. They themselves are tame, but not their hesed. Their hesed is not metame, which means the following. If we're talking about tumas masa, let's say that somebody carries these on the list, and they're not metame tumas hesed. And that's according to the Tanakhama of this brisa, which means that there's no tumas Masa, which is a reflection of the Shita of Rabbi Loza, that the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Akiva as far as the equation between Nida and Avodah Zarah. There's no Tumas Masa in Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nochri v'Nochris, Avodah Zarah Mishamshel, Hein Tmeim, V'Heseitan. In other words, if you carry them, then you're also Metame, even if you didn't come in any direct contact, because this has the din of Masa of Azav. So again, if we give Nochri and Nochris bin Rabbanan the status of Azav, we understand why Masa would apply. And in the case of Avodah Zarah, according to Rabbi Akiva, given the equation to Nida, we understand why Masa will apply. In the case of Mishamshel, we have to understand why there would be a Tumas Masa without a Maga. So Bishlam Yilu Rabbi Lozar, this brisa could be understood according to Rabbi Lozar, who holds that Machlok Schachom Rabbi Kiva is about whether Avodah Zarah is equated with Nida to be Metame V'Masa. Nicha, we understand the brisa. The Chachomim, the Tanakam of this brisa, hold that Avodah Zarah Mishamshel are not Metame V'Masa. But according to Rabbi Akiva, I'm sorry, I always make that mistake, but whereas Rabbi Kiva holds that Avodah Zarah is metame even b'masa elo le Rabba, whereas according to Rabba, who holds that everybody agrees, whether it's Chachomim or Rabbi Akiva, that Avodah Zarah is metame b'masa. And the whole machlokes boils down to the question of whether Avodah Zarah is metame b'evin misama is kasha. How are we going to interpret this brisa that records explicitly that according to the Tanakhama, Avodah Zarah is not metame b'masa? How's Rabba going to get away with this brisa? Rabba is going to reinterpret this brisa, and he's going to say the following. Ulitameich, even if you think you understand this brisa, and therefore it's clear, it's nicha, it's not difficult. The brisa says, Nochri v'nochris nami hein v'lo esetan. Nochri and Nochris are listed in this brisa as tmeim without hesed, without tumas masa, and that doesn't make any sense. V'atanya, we have a brisa that the pasuk says within the context of the parsha of Zav in Vayikra Tesvav, Dabru al bnei Yisrov amartem aleim ish ish ki yez Zav mipsarov zovo tomehu, and the Chacham interpret that bnei Yisrael metamim beziva, the ein nochrim metamim beziva, aval gozru aleim shiuk yezavim lechol divrem. The Rabbanan gave them a tuma of Zav for all the dinim, equating a goy with the Jew as far as Tumas Zav is concerned, and that means it's Mitame even Masa. So how could the brisa make any sense when it excludes Nochri even Nochris from Tumas Masa? And the brisa says that Nochri even Nochris is Hein Veloa Satan. Ella, you're going to have to say that this brisa is what we call a Mishubeshta. It's not a reliable brisa. And therefore, every one of the Amoraim, whether it's Rabbah or Rabbi Lazar, can interpret the Braisa the way he sees fit. So Rabbah Mitaritz L'Taimei, he's going to interpret this Braisa based on his Shita that everybody agrees, even the Chachamim, that Avodah Zarah is Mitami Bevin Mesama. And when it says in the Braisa, Nochri V'Nochris, Hein V'Hesetan, which means that if they are carried by a Tahar, then they are Tmeim, the Evan Misami Shalahem is Mitame. You know, once the Chachomim set up a Gzera by the virtue of an act, that Nochriv and Nochris have the same status as Yisrael, as a Tumah Zav, is therefore L'chol Divrayim, means even Hein Ve'Hes Satan. Avodah Zarah he Ve'Hes Satan. We're going to apply the same rule to Avodah Zarah, because according to Rabbah, even the Chacham agree that Avodah Zarah is Metame B'Masa Avolo Evin Misama Shalom. But here's where we get to the Machlokas. The Tanakhava, this price is the Chachamim. They hold that Avodah Zarah is not Metame Evin Misama. Whereas Rabbi Kiva holds that Avodah Zarah he ve'seita ve'evin misama shalah. So that the whole machlokas here in this braisa between the Tanakhava and Rabbi Akiva boils down to evin misama. As far as Masa, which is called hesed, they both agree that it is mitama, because Avodah Zarah, like a nida, is mitame b'masa. The only difference is that since we have the equation to sheretz, that's going to teach us that Avodah Zarah is not mitame b'evin misama. Just like a sheretz is not matam ve'evin misama. Rabbi Loza mitaritz l'tami, he's going to interpret this braisa based on his shita and the machlokas between Chacham and Rabbi Akiva, that they argue about tumas masa in the case of Avodah Zarah, nachri v'nachris hein v'esetan ve'evin misama shalahem. We're going to give Midrabanan the status of a zav, a full-fledged zav, to nachri v'nachris. Therefore, the matame B'masa, and B'Evan Misama. However, when we get to Avodah Zarah, he velo haseita, the way that Rabbi Elazar is going to interpret the Braisa in the Reisha, the Tanakam is holding that Avodah Zarah is only Metame B'Maga, but not B'Masa. Because this reflects the Shita of the Chachamim, they never accepted the Hekesh between Avodah Zarah and Nida as far as Tumas Masa is concerned. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Avodah Zarah, he Ve'heseita. Not only is the Avodah Zarah itself, if you come in physical contact with it, mitamayu, but even if you carry the Avodah Zarah with Masa, without having direct contact, nevertheless we have the Hekesh between Nida and Avodah Zarah to generate a Tumas Nida, meaning a Tumas Masa in the case of Avodah Zarah. Maskif la Ravashi. Ravashi asks on this answer, if you're going to tell me that both Rabbah and Rabbi Lozar agree that the Braisa is talking about Tumas Masa of Avodah Zarah, my Hain, why does the Braisa use the word Hain, which sounds like they themselves? Hain means they themselves, the Nochrim and the Avodah Zarah themselves would be Metama. Now wait a second, it's a Dabar Pasha that if they were Tahorim, then it goes without saying that they would be Tomei Bitumus Masa, that the Torah would be Tomei Bitumus Masa when he carries the Zav. Okay, it's not really a Zav, but the Nochri, the Nochris, and the Avodah Zarah. And the Tanish should have said Avodah Zarah Ein Heseita Tomei, Rabbi Kiva Omer Heseita Tomei. And that would have been a clear-cut indication that the machlokas here between the Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva is about Tumas Masa in the case of Avodah Zarah. But instead, the Braisa used the word Hain to teach us that the Nochrim and the Avodah Zarah, they themselves are Metame. As we're talking about a machlokas as far as Tumas Masa is concerned, do we go beyond Tumas Maga and even extend the Tumah, let's say in the case of Avodah Zarah, to Masa as well? And that's going to be a subject of Machlokas, whether it's Seita Tomei or not. So the Braisa should have just presented that machlokas. But the word hein seems to be totally superfluous. I mean, if you're dealing with the issue of masa, then it goes without saying, we call it in Yiddish upgerhet, that maga is certainly tameh. So what do you mean by hein? Hein seems to indicate that, if you have direct contact with the Nachri or with the Avodah Zarah, you become Tomei. Of course you become Tomei. The whole issue is if you don't come in contact with them, and instead you carry them in Tumas Masa, that's going to be a subject of Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. El Omar of Ashi, based on this diuk in the word hein, Hachi Kamar, this is the interpretation of the Raisa, Nachri v'Nachris bein hein, Sheisitu es acherim. In other words, if they were masit acherim, that's called heset. And that's what it means classically in all Mishnayos. Ubein acherim sheisitu osan. If someone carries the nachri or the nachris, is that's called tumas masa, and that's metame. Is tmeim, the other ones become tame. So it's hey me situ as acherim, vehein if acherim he situ osam, and in both cases they are tmein, and that's basically because the nochri has the din of a zav l'chol devrei. A zav is metame whether or not he was mesit on a tar, or what whether a tar was mesit on him. However, avodah zarah she sita acherim tahorim. We have, according to the Chachamim of Rabbi Akiva, a hekesh between Avodah Zarah and Sheretz. And that's going to teach me that Avodah Zarah has the status of a Sheretz. It's not Metami B'Evin Mesama, and it's not Metami B'Tumas Heset. And therefore, when we say that Avodah Zarah Sheisita Acherim Tahorim, which means that he situ acherim is they're not metame, because that's a tumas hesed which is inapplicable to avodah zarah, because avodah zarah is equated to sheretz. Just like sheretz is not metame behesed, so to avodah zarah is not metame behesed. Then we get to misham sheha. What are we going to do with the hekesh between avodah zarah and nida? And what we're going to have is the following, that, skip four words. Acherim sheisitu osa tmeim. Now we get to tumas masa. And tumas masa, according to the way Rav Ashi is interpreting this price, that's going to be derived from the hekish to nida. And Avodah Zarah is going to be mitame tumas masa if somebody carries the Avodah Zarah. Mishamshel, if we're talking about that, those items that service the idol, is then bein shehein hisitu es acherim, bein shehisit acherim hisitu osam tahorim. In other words, mishamshel avodah zarah have a lower darga, lower level of tuma, less than the avodah zarah itself, and therefore there's no tumas hesed with regard to mishamshel. And this perhaps is derived from the Hekesh to Sheretz. Rabbi Kiva Omer, so where does Rabbi Kiva disagree? Nachri v'nachris v'avodah zarah, bein hein sheisitu as acherim, bein acherim hisitu osam, tmeim. Nachrim have the din of zav, l'chol dineim, so that's goes without saying. And now we get to avodah zarah, there's a Hekesh to Nida, as far as Tum is concerned. And therefore, the metamin both b'masa and b'hesed. Misham shel, on the other hand, bein shel hein sheisitu acherim u'bein shacherim isitu osam is tahorim. That we're going to derive from sheretz to exclude misham she avodah zarah from tumas masa. And that's the way Rav Ashi interprets this braisa. The Gemara now asks Akasha. So let me just drink this. Avodah Zarah, Bishleim Acherim Sheisitu Osa, if somebody carries the Avodah Zarah, that we understand, and we derive from Nida that the person who carries the Avodah Zarah is Tomei, in Mishkachas La, I understand very well. It's very possible for a person who's Torah to carry Avodah Zarah. He carries the idol. Ella, what it says in the Brisa according to Rav Ashi, he she sita es hacherim. What does that mean? He she sita hacherim. Hacherim is kachesla. Can you find a scenario in which the Avodah Zarah, which is obviously an inanimate object, is mason on a cherim? What word can I use? It jumps onto the acherim and stands onto the acherim. How are you going to have such a possibility in an inanimate object? So let's understand the Gemara's kasha in the following way. How can the idol perform hesed on others? Hesed is an act of carrying. I understand that others can carry and be mesit the Avodah Zarah, but how can the Avodah Zarah be carried? You know, the Avodah Zarah doesn't have the ability to carry anything. So it's absolutely incapable of generating Tumas Hesed. Omar Rami Bered the Rabbi Yeva. I'll give you a case where the Avodah Zarah is mesit on Achim Kirisnan. We learned in a... It says a Mishnah, but actually it's a Brisa. That's what Tosus points over here. Hazov bechaf maznayim v'ochlin umashkim bechaf hashnia. So we have a situation of scales, and who are on the two sides of the scale? We're talking about a zav is on one side of the scale. We call it a pan, if you will. And you have food and drink on the other side of the pan. Kara hazav tmeim. Koro hein tahorim. So the Brisa says that if the zav weighs down his side of the scale, then the foods and the liquids on the other side are tmeim. That's called kara. Kara is machriya, meaning he weighs down more than the foods and liquids, which makes a lot of sense. But karu hein, if the foods and liquids are heavier than the person, and they weigh down the scale, their side of the scale, then they are tahar. In other words, even though the foods and liquids are actually supporting the zav's weight, because they're suspending his side of the scale, and we might have had a havamin to say that he is subject to tuma of mishkav umoshav, because any article that supports the weight of a zav is considered an avat tuma. But in fact, they do not acquire tuma, because the tuma of mishkav umoshav, which is also known as tumas midras, applies only to articles that were designated for supporting the weight of a human being. Again, this we'll get to on daf pei dalet. Obviously, the liquids and the foodstuffs were not designated here for supporting the weight of a human being. So they cannot acquire this tuma. So let's again summarize. Rami Breder of Yeva is Azov in the Spraisa above Aznayim v'ochle mashke b'kaf hashnir kor Azov is then Tmeim. The Ochlin Umash can become Tommy because of Hesed Hazav. And here on the top of Pei Gimel Amid Beis, Koro Hein Tahorin. One second. Koro Hein Tahorin. So now we're talking about a scenario in which the foodstuffs and the liquids are weightier, and then Machriya the Kaf. So they're resting now, and they're being made sit the zav. So you can have an inanimate object that's being mesit the zav, and they are tahorim from tumas hesed. And the reason for that is kevan she'ein nitma b'tumas masa l'dover roi l'mishkav u'moshav v'ha adam. So ochlim u'mashkim could not contract tumas masa because of the equation between tumas masa and Roy Lemishkav Umoshav. So therefore, the Ochlin and Mashkin did not acquire Tumah of carrying the Zav. Again, just to repeat it, you need a Dover Royal of Mishkav of Moshe. But anyway, you see clearly from this Braisa that there is a possibility that an inanimate object could be Mesit. And that's the case here of Ochlin Umashkin. And therefore we could say, as far as Avodah Zarah is concerned, that it can be Mesit the Tahorim if it's Machriya the Kaf Maznai. The Gemara now brings a Braisa with regard to Tumas Hesed, a Tumah Hamasita, Kemanos Lahot Tanya, which shita is reflected in this Bryce. The Bryce says, Kol HaTumos Hamasitos Tahoros, anything that's Tomi in and of itself, and it was Mesid on a Tor through this Kaf Maznayim, is Tor. Or, for example, a person is a Tomi Mes, and he was Mesid on a Tor. Chutz Me Aseto Shel Zav. The exception to this rule is the case of Zav. He's mitami the tor through Hesed. Shalom Atzinu lo, we don't find any chaver, any similar case to Zav, b'chol ator kulo. We never found that yitame behesed kemoso. Is lema, should we assume that this brisa is the lo k'Rabbi Akiva, the ikishitus Rabbi Akiva, ikanami avodah zarah? What do you say? Lo matzinu chaver. We have a chaver, we have another case. And that's the case according to Rabbi Akiva of avodah zarah. So we should ask the following question now. Why does the Tana say that we don't find a Tomei who's Mesit and the Torah becomes Tomei? We have, in addition to Zav, the case of Avodah Zorah. And the Gemara answers, Afilu Tema, even if I'll agree that we can interpret this price of Kir Rabbi Akiva, is nevertheless, we shouldn't be asking from that which it says in the Braisa that a Zav is the only one who's Mesid, because Tana Zav, Lechol Dedomila. When the Tana mentions Zav, his intention is for anything that's similar, all the Tumas that are Domoslo, all Tumas that are derived from Zav, and that would be Zova, Nida, Yoledes, they're all Metamos Behesed, is let's offer the possibility that we could add to this list Avodah Zarah. Because since the din of Tumas Avodah Zarah is derived from a Hekesh between Nida and Avodah Zarah, therefore the laws of Nida apply to Avodah Zarah. But let's just go over the Havnin of the Maskana. The Gemara thought that when it says Chutz Mi Heseto Shel Zav, that the only case of Tmeos Hamasitos is the case of Zav, the Gemara understood that this price is against Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, you have Avodah Zarah as well. Avodah Zarah is mitama imisita es hatar. And we saw already in the case of the scales that we discussed before, that even an inanimate object could be mesit on a tar and be mitami the tar. And the Gemara of the Maskana rejects this and says, no, this Braisa could reflect the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. And when it says Zav, it means Zav Chol D'Domila. And that includes Zava, Nida, Yoledes, all of which are Metamos Behesed. And let's add Avodah Zarah to the list according to Rabbi Akiva. Now, at this point in the Sugya, we go back to something that we touched upon earlier with regard to an Aver of Avodah Zarah. So you have an Avodah Zarah, an idol that's made up of different parts, different segments that are attached to each other. Is each segment alone enough to be Metame Tumas Avodah Zarah? Boy Rav Chama Bar Guria, with regard to Tumas Avodah Zarah, Yeshna Levarim or Eina Levarim. is each Eivor unto itself, every organ, every part, every segment of the Avodah Zarah, of the idol, is Mitame. It has its own independent status of Tumah, even if it's not connected to the rest of the Avodah Zarah. It doesn't have a Tzuras Avodah Zarah. And that's going to be the case of Avodah Zarah HaAsuya Michulios V'Hisparka. It was taken apart. We have this concept in Menorah, if you remember. We had a Menorah HaSchulios, as far as the Malacha of Binyan is concerned, Makabeh Patish. Anyway, here we have a case of an Avodah Zarah that's made up of various parts, and is each Eivor Metame on its own, as if it were an entire idol, an Avodah Zarah, or shall we say no, the tomb is not on each Eivor unto itself, but we need the Tzura of the Avodah Zarah when it's Shlema. And therefore when you take it apart, and all you're left with is an Eivor, that's not Metama. So the Gemara explains the scenario. Heicha de hedyot yochol lach zero loti boilecha. In other words, if you don't need an uman, you don't need a professional to put the pieces together, and your run-of-the-mill rank-and-file person could recreate the Tzuras Avodah Zarah after a teleport, then we're not going to have a suffix. Why? The command dimechuberes tami. Anything that's taken apart and can be put together easily without any professional, you know, work that has, you know, nails and whatnot, in such a case, it's considered kimuchuberes. And therefore, each Eivor alone would have the same status as the entire Avodah Zarah, b'metamikiti boilecha, but the suffix that I have is heicha di ein ha'edyot yochel hazeh. I need a professional to put it all together. Now it came apart, and my, what should we, how do we define these segments when I need a professional to put them together and give me a tzuras Avodah Zarah shlema? Kevan di ein ha'edyot yochel hazeh k'man d'mit tabra. It's like it's broken up. And if it's broken, then the pieces of a broken Avodah Zarah are not metamit. Odilma, shall we say, no. Halo mechasra. In other words, even though that a non-professional would not be able to put back the parts together, but nevertheless, there's no chisarin here, there's no deficiency or absence of a tzura. We have in front of us all the chulios, all the different parts, and we can find an uma, we can find a professional and hire him, and therefore the evarim are mitame like the Avodah Zarah itself, because it still lends itself, we have all the pieces of the puzzle, to a professional putting them all together. So that's called a chibur. The Gemara now takes a different version, a different interpretation of the suffix of Rami of Rav Chama Bar Guria. V'ika deboile lahaigils gisa. Others thinks that the suffix was in the other direction. Hecha di ein hejot yochalach zira loti boilecha. In a case where I need a professional, then keman de mistabra mitabbara. The mistabra dummy. It means as if it's broken up into small pieces because there's no way of getting it back together. Let's get a professional. Kiti boilecha, the real suffix here of Rav Chama. That's in the case of Heicha de Hejot Yochalach Zira. Any person rank all, see, we just put together the pieces of the Humpty Dumpty, of the Avodah Zarah, is my. What's the din in this case? Came into Hejot Yochalach Zira is therefore commanded Machabri Dom, we should consider as if it's put together, it's Mechu Beres, and therefore each Eivor unto itself could be Metame, because really each Eivor is part of a whole, and anyone can put that Eivor back in and get yourself the whole. Odilma, shall we say, Hashtamia Kasholfa. Perhaps we should say that even a non-professional has the ability to be machzeh, to put back the Avodah Zarah and recreate its original tzura, nevertheless now, at this particular moment, the tzura is mefureket, it's hisparka, that's called kosholfa. And therefore visharia, therefore the Avodah Zarah is not metame, it remains tar, we don't have a tzura shlema. And what we end up in this suffix is a teku. Now, as far as teku is concerned, we usually say that if we're talking about a suffik isur, we should always be knowing l'chumra. Whereas in mamon, we say that we go l'kula because of the muhsak. Here, the whole business is only derabbanan. And the Rif and the Rush say that when you have a teku in an isa derabbanan, we can go l'kula like any suffik derabbanan. And that's what the Rambam seems to indicate in Hilchas Shar of a Satumas Perkvav. The Arzaru, on the other hand, holds that there's no difference between a Doraisa and a Durabbanon. And Teku, in general, we go L'chumra, even in a Durabbanon. And there are many Gaonim, apparently, who agreed with that Shita, as quoted by the Agos of Harmonius in the second Perk of Hilchas Chametz Matzah. And any suffix that Rav Ashi was koveh with a teku, what we should do is we should apply the principle of ad she yavo elyo. And ein reshus lachria lahakel, even in Issa derabbanan, until elyo will appear and he'll clarify the suffix. Now, as far as the gufa suffix here that blives with a teku, we could say the following, that Rabbi Akiva had a hekesh between Avodah Zorah and Tumas Nida, and he derived a number of conclusions from that. And the question is, according to Rabbi Akiva, can we derive a kula from this hekesh to Nida? Nida has a kula that's not metami be'evarim. Or should we say, no, the hekesh only goes l'chumra and not l'kula. And that's where the Gemara ends up with a suffix. All that is true according to Rabbah's explanation of the machlokus between Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakhama. If we go back to Rabbi Lozer for a moment, he holds that according to Rabbanon, the hekesh between Avodah Zarah and Nida is not for Masa, but rather to be Mekil and Einalei Varim. According to Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, it would seem that the hekesh to Nida might be l'chumra, not l'kula. So it could be that this teku here, according to Rabbi Lazar, is basically whether we paskin Rabbi Akiva or Rabbana. Boy, Rav Ach Devoy, Bar Ami, Avodah Zorah, Pchusa, Mikizayis, Mahu. Is there a minimum shear of Kizayis for Tumas Avodah Zorah? So let's say, for example, we have something called kotna. Kotna means it's very, very small. Should we say that it still has the din of Avodah Zarah, even if it's very small? Or should we say, no, it doesn't have the din of an Avodah Zarah? And he writes here, in the name of the Ritva, that Hainu Shemitchilas Asiyasa Hoysa Bishir Pachos Mikzayis. So it never really had that status of Tuma of Kizayis. Now, let's just think for a moment out of the box if we can figure out what this suffix is all about. So just one second here. I have trouble always turning these pages here. They stick to each other for me. Try it one more time. Okay, we're making some progress here. And we have Rashi saying that the entire idol was less than the shear of an olive. So this has nothing to do with Avarim. Avarim would be when you had a larger idol and you took off a segment, and the question is whether that segment is metame if it has less than an olive or it has a kizayis. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the entire idol from head to toe was less than a kizayis. Is that considered an Avodah Zarah or not? So Maskev Rav Yosef, the attack of Rav Yosef is on the very question of Rav Achdaboy. Lemai, Ilem Linyini Sura, if you're talking about the Iser to derive any Hanoah from Avodah Zarah, is then, and we're talking about a Doraisil or Sovi Toevel Sofei Sechvel, Yidbak Biyotcha Me'umim and Acherem, is Loyel Zvuv Baal Ekron. Right, there's a famous idol called the Zvuv of Ekron, which is smaller than an olive size. And that's based on a parsha in Shmuel, we'll get to in just a minute. So what is the suffix of if he's talking about the Iser? Now, before we go to this flip side of Rav Yosef's analysis of the suffix Elolin Yintuma, let's just take a little bit of a digression to this business about Zvuv Bal Ekron. Desanya, we have a brisa, Vayasimu Lahem Bal Bris Elokim. And again, as we said earlier, we're talking about a parsha in Shoftim, in Tanakh. And it says the Jews made Baal Bris for a god over them. And the Braisa teaches us that that pasuk of Baal Bris is Malami Shekol Ech V'Echer Osa Dmus Yir Oso, that this reference to Zvuv as a Baal Bris, the idol of a covenant, reflects the fact that the adherents of this idol actually had a bond of love. And the use of this term teaches us that each of this idol worshipper made a likeness of that which he feared. In other words, of this idol Zvuv, umenicha betoch kiso, and he actually placed it into his purse, into his pocketbook. His kevan shezochra, when he thinks about it, motziyo mitoch kiso, he takes it out of his purse, mechabka umenashka. Now, in any event, we see clearly that there's something called a Zvuv Baal Ekron, which the Braisa identifies with the Pasuk Vayesimulem Baal Bris Lelohim, and each one made this Dmus, he made this idol, Yir Oso. So Ekron is a city in Plishtim, and the god of those people was Zvuv. It was an idol that was crafted in the likeness of a fly, and it was smaller than an olive size, to such an extent that Malami Shekol Echad V'Echad, each one made some sort of an image of this Zvuv, and he would put it into his pocket, and he would worship it. He would kiss it, he would take it out of his pocket, and hug it. So these people were so attached to this likeness that it would be something they'd have to carry around in their pocket wherever they go. And we're talking about an idol, a real Avodah Zarah, and it's very small, smaller than olive size. And it's considered a full-fledged Avodah Zarah. And therefore it's included in this Isur. So what was the suffix here of Rav Achdaboy? Elul in Yintuma, but if we're talking about a case where some idol which is less than an olive size and we want to know whether it generates tuma, for example, this Vuv is my, now we can analyze the question of Rav Achdaboy, Kevon de Iskish Lesheretz, since we have a comparison, a hekesh between Avodah Zarah and Sheretz, is my Sheretz Bechadasha, Avodah Zarah Nami Kadasha. The minimum size of a sheretz would be that of a lentil, an adasha. And therefore, by virtue of this hekesh, even in Avodah Zarah, that's no more than the size of an adasha, should be metame. Oh, don't we say, iskish lemeis. We have a comparison between Avodah Zarah and a mess. And that, we'll see in the Braisa just momentarily what that hekesh is. is therefore mames, because zayis afamodizor, because zayis. So the idol will only drape tuma if you have a piece the size of an olive. According to the Hekish Tesheret, all you need is ke'adasha, which is a very small shear, the size of a lentil. But if we take the Hekish Temes, which we haven't learned exactly where that is, then we have to jack up the requirement of the Avodah Zarah as far as Tumah is concerned to the Avodah Zarah that has a Kizayis. So let's just summarize. The Gemara now is reinterpreting Rav Achdavoy's Safek, and what we're talking about is a twofold hekesh between Avodah Zarah on the one hand and Sheretz, and on the other hand Avodah Zarah and Tumas Mes, which we'll have to see what that hekesh is all about. If we accept the hekesh to Sheretz, then Sheretz has a minimum shear of Kadasha, and Avodah Zarah by virtue of this equation would also require a shear of Kadasha. But if on the other hand we equate it with Mes, then we need a shear of a kezayis, and a kedasha is not sufficient. So what is the minimum size of an idol that would generate tuma? Shall we say it's kedasha like sheretz, or shall we say it's kezayis like a mess? And now the Gemara is going to be poshet this suffix. Omer Rav Avya, v'i tema. Others say it was Rabba Bar Ula Toshma. We have a brisa, the Sanya Avodah Zarah Pchusa Mikazayas Ein Bo Tuma Kol Ikar. Such a small Avodah Zarah, which is less than a Kazayas, could not be Mitame. And that means that we're operating within the framework of the Hekesh between Avodah Zarah and Mes. Shenemar, when Yishayahu HaMelech purified Yerushalayim from all the Avodah Zarah, he purged it, and that was during the days of Menashe and Amon, who were kings. Vayotze es Asherah mibeis Hashem michutz Yerushalayim el Nachal Kidron, vayisrof osa v'nachal Kidron, vayodek li'ofar, vayashlech es afara al kever b'nei ha'am. So we're going to darshan a hekesh here between Avodah Zarah and a kever, because it says explicitly here, kever b'nei ma mes rak b'kizayis, af Avodah Zarah rak b'kizayis. And this was the nature of the suffix of Rav Achdavoy, with regard to an Avodah Zarah that's smaller than a kizayis. Can we derive its tumah from sheretz, which is only a small requirement and a minimum requirement of kadasha, or do we derive Avodah Zarah from mes, and then we need a kezayis, less than a kezayis, it's not an Avodah Zarah? And the Gemara comes to the conclusion, apparently, based on Rav Avya, that an Avodah Zarah, like a mes, has to have the minimum shia fatuma of a kezayis. Now the Gemara goes back to the drushes of the Hekeshim that we had before in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara asks, V'Rabbanan. We're going now according to Rabbi Elazar's interpretation of the Rabbanan, which means that Avodah Zarah is only mitami b'maga, not b'masa. It's a mai hilchasa iskash l'sheretz. Why do we have a Hekesh in the Torah, shakes to shakzenu, to equate Avodah Zarah with the sheretz? The lo mitami b'masa. To teach me that Avodah Zarah is not mitama b'masa, it's only mitama b'maga like a sheretz. Oh, but now we have a different question. What about the hekesh between Avodah Zarah and Nida? So he says, L'nida di'ena le'evarim. It's not mitames le'evarim. So if you had an Avodah Zarah that was made chulius, different pieces and segments, and now it came apart, and let's say you have one chulia which is part of this Avodah Zarah, we derive from the Hekesh to Nida that it's not Mitami Vidin Avodah Zarah because it's only one Chulia. Now we have a third Hekesh between Avodah Zarah and Mes, and that's going to teach me that you need a minimum shear of the Avodah Zarah, the size of a kezias, and that hekish to mess is derived from a pasuk in Malachim Beis, Vayashlech es hafarah al kever b'nei ha'am. Is the lo metamek ha'adasha, because of this equation between Avodah Zarah and mess, because it says kever, as we mentioned earlier, therefore, the shear of kadasha, which is fine for sheretz, is not fine, is not that carry over the minimum shear that's required for Avodah Zarah to be metame, which is kizayis. It's interesting that this Gemara mentions the lo metame kadasha. In other words, a dash is too small. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't spell out the shear of kezias. Now, why are we darshaning all these akeshos lahakil? It would be makil, number one, that there's no tumas masa, number two, that there's no tumah beivarim, number three, there's no tumah kadasha, you need a kezias. Eimo lechumra. Why don't we go the other way around and derive from this hekesh, all these hekeshos, l'chumra. Delamai hilchus aksharach mona l'sheretz, l'tmuya v'chadasha, l'nida, l'tmuya b'evan misama. Not sure why the Gemara didn't mention masa. And then, aksha, rachmona l'mes. Aye, we have a hekesh to mes. That also is understandable. Lichmuye B-O-L. So the hekesh between Avodah Zarah and mes is teaching me that Avodah Zarah is metami tumas O-L, just like a mes is metami B-O-L. And the Gemara is asking, well, why not use all these hekeshim? We have three of them. Lichumra. And the Gemara answers, tumas Avodah Zarah d'rabbanan. And this is something that we mentioned yesterday with regard to the Chassam Sofer, if you recall, the possibility that maybe Tumas Avodah Zarah is d'oraisa, according to Rashi. But anyway, the Gemara says now explicitly that Tumas Avodah Zarah is d'rabbanon. Chachamim made a gzeira on Avodah Zarah that should be metame. And it's not a tumah that you'll find in the Torah. Therefore, lekula makshinon, we'll always use the hekesh lekula. But lechumra, we're not going to be makish. So lekula makshinan, therefore we're going to take all these akeshos and use them lekula, but lechumra lo makshinan, because we're dealing with a drabbanon. Now this last Gemara reflects the sheet of the Chachamim according to Rabbi Elazar. And that's why there's no tumas masa in the case of Avodah Zarah. According to Rabbi Akiva, and even according to the Chachamim, according to Rabbi's interpretation of the Chachamim, and certainly Rabbi Akiva, we have a chumrah here in this hekesh, because Avodah Zarah is metami b'masa, and that's derived from the hekesh to nida. Are we going to reject the premise of this Gemara according to all those different shitos and say that the tumah Avodah Zarah is d'oraisa according to these shitos? So the hekesh to nida, which is based on the pasuk in Yeshaya of Tizorin Kmodova say Tomerlo, and Rab, if you recall, darshined Hikanes al Tomerlo, and therefore we could be machmir in the context of this drasha and this hekesh to be metame b'masa, and even in Evan Masama according to Rabbi Akiva, and it's all because of the pasuk itself. And now we're saying that this pasuk is more than just a classic asmachta. We're not going backwards and hanging a coat on a peg of a pasuk. Here, on the other hand, the pasuk is teaching me that this is the exception to the rule. All the other hekeshos we're going to take on at the rabbanon level of kula. This hekesh we're going to say is l'chumra. And the hekesh to Avodah Zarah, I'm sorry, to Nida, is going to generate a tumas masa. That is the explanation of Tosfos. The Ramban adds another point. He says, according to Rabbah,
Rabbi Akiva is not being machmir to be makish avodah zar to mess that it should be metami be oel, because the chachamim didn't want to be machmir in avodah zara that it should be metami even in oel or even in evan masama, because in the Torah we don't find any tumah that has these two chumras together, evan masama and oel. Okay, Rabbi Osai, this we're going to stop. We're up to the new Mishnah here towards the bottom of Pei Gimel Amid Beis.